This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win. Only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
Now, Kramer and Jess, mornings on Mix 106.5.
Yo, what up, everybody? Welcome to your Friday show. Jess is not here today, so you got me and Charlotte, which is always a really dangerous combination. There's going to come a day when they're going to not allow this to happen.
Yeah.
Because it's like when they leave your two worst kids unsupervised.
Yeah.
Like if you have three kids, typically you have one that's like the responsible one. That Jess is like the responsible one in our group. Charlotte and I are the two troublemakers. Mm-hmm. And without Jess, it gets a little bit unhinged. So without her, man, I don't know. I don't know how Friday's show is going to go, but it's definitely going to be a little bit wild. So welcome to it.
Now.
These are the top three trending stories in the city.
The Baltimore top three with Jess.
All right, Jess out, Charlotte in for the top three.
Number three.
The Maryland DNR has ensured that rescue animals affected by the recent fuel spill in Baltimore will get the care that they need. So if you're unaware, 2,000 gallons of diesel spilled into the Baltimore Harbor the other day on June 4th. It was during a fuel delivery at Johns Hopkins.
I don't think I even knew that.
You didn't hear about this?
I did not even hear about that.
Oh my gosh. It looks crazy if you've seen the photos. So there have been a bunch of oil-covered animals that had to be rescued from Harbor Point by the Maryland DNR and partners. The wildlife was taken to the rehab centers to be cleaned and cared for. Luckily, drinking water is still safe because it comes from Loch Raven, not the harbor. But if you see any animals that look like they're in need of assistance, they've advised not to touch them, not to touch the oil, but to call the Tri-State Bird Rescue at 302-737-9543.
Wow, that's really scary. Okay, yeah. Thank you.
Number two.
Happy National Donut Day, everyone. There are a lot of deals you can get today, both local and nationwide chains are doing freebie deals. So at Dunkin', you can get a free classic donut with any drink purchase. And there's also new merch available if you're interested in that. And then at Krispy Kreme, you can get one free donut, no purchase needed. Plus, you can get 2 dozen original glazed with a purchase of any other dozen.
Okay, so it may be National Donut Day, but I'm going to let you in on a behind the scenes fact about our show. So Charlotte has this little early morning, and this is only behind the scenes, and we can just tell you this because like Jess and here, we're kind of just having fun today. It's behind the scenes. Like we'd never do this on the air, but Charlotte has this tradition of coming in and also telling us a really obscure national day as well. Mm-hmm. Like it's always something. It's always a national, really obscure day, something day too. So, like, can you also tell me what other national obscure day it is, too? Because I know it's National Donut Day, but, like, what else? And she always says it in the exact cadence. And, like, it always catches Justin. We're always, like really busy working, prepping something for the show. And, like, we're, like, not paying attention to one another. And all of a sudden, she'll do this exact cadence, please.
All right, ready?
Yep.
Guys, happy National Applesauce Cake Day. There aren't any really, really, truly crazy ones today. There was a good one yesterday. Cake.
What was yesterday's?
Oh my God, I'm trying
to remember. It was a Christian church shirt day or something.
It was like, I'm on the boat day.
Oh yeah, I'm on a boat day.
Been some pretty crazy.
Listen,
National Sorry I Was on a Boat Day.
That's what it was. Sorry I Was on a Boat Day.
That was it. Guys, happy International Day for the Fight Against Illegal, Unreported, and Unregulated Fishing Day. that was the one from the other day that we were dying at.
Okay, so we wouldn't ever talk about this on the air again, but like if you ever, since you're in the 6 o'clock club, if you ever wonder what obscure day it is, you can just text Charlotte and ask her.
Yeah, I'd love to tell you.
She would love to tell you, like, behind the scenes what it is, okay?
Number one.
Nick Jonas has been set to play KISS singer Paul Stanley in the STX movie Shout It Out Loud. He is near the end of finalizing talks to play Paul Stanley. It's going to be a film about the formation of KISS, directed by McGee, and the film is going to start production late 2025 or potentially early 2026. Jonas is going to do his own singing. He's been training to match Stanley's iconic vocals, so we'll see how he does with that. He does have a history of singing.
Yeah.
He was in Les Mis on Broadway as a kid. He was recently on Broadway again, obviously in the Jonas Brothers.
I'm not a Jonas and I'm not a KISS. Do you? You're a Jonas guy. Like, do you? I don't know enough about KISS to know if he's like the right role, though. Do you?
Right. I don't know if like what I know him as like playing Marius and being a Jonas brother is going to translate.
It doesn't seem like the right cast. But I mean.
But I'm intrigued.
I'm intrigued. Intrigued's the
and
right word.
They're still looking for casting for Gene Simmons. So if you feel like you could be Gene Simmons, I guess
I do.
It's your career calling right now.
Yeah.
So all right. Yeah, there you go.
There goes Charlotte with her top three. Would you ever let your kid get a cosmetic procedure? And if that sounds kind of crazy, there's actually a lot of parents here in Maryland that would actually end up doing that. I don't know how I actually feel. I don't know how I feel on this. I don't know if that's like the right thing or the wrong thing to do. So like, get your opinion made on this first. Would you let your kid get some type of cosmetic procedure? And we're talking about this because there's actually a study out this morning about it. 1 in 6 parents said they're in full support of their teen getting some type of non-surgical cosmetic procedure done. So we're talking about laser hair removal, cosmetic peel, filler done.
Oh, wow.
Something like that. They would have no, even Botox.
Wow.
They would have no problem with their teen getting this done. And as I'm sitting here, I'm like, damn, I don't know. On the surface level, that sounds terrible to me. That sounds really, I feel like, not. Listen, I'm not a parent. Charlotte's not a parent. Jess is not a parent. We're not the ones to sit here and say, here's how you should parent your kid, right? Mm. But I don't know, like, if going to a teenager and be like, listen, sweetie, you got, you know, your cheeks could be a little fuller, like you got a little wrinkle when you smile.
Aww.
Is that like the right message to give to a 14-year-old? I mean, I don't.
I feel like you're still growing into your features
right,
when you're a teenager.
Now, 51% of Maryland parents say they would only do this for an absolute quote unquote valid reason. But what counts as valid in the study seems to be kind of all over the place.
Right.
So like, I don't know if it is like what that really means. But like, what this study goes into is what parents seem to think is valid is if their kids seem to be getting bullied, seems to be popping up a lot.
Mm-hmm.
That seems to be kind of the top of the list is their kid getting bullied? Is their kid feeling insecure? Now, this I can speak on because as somebody that got bullied a lot as a kid, I was the overweight kid in school. And if there was a way, now, if my mom's and dad's solution was for me to go get liposuction, I don't think that would have been the right thing to do.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
But let's just say that there was, I don't even know. Let's like for example, let me put it this way. Let's say that like I had really, really bushy eyebrows. Okay. And let's say that my parents suggested that I went and go got my eyebrows waxed because, or laser hair removal.
I was going to say sure, waxed laser, is, yeah,
let's
laser
do, let's
hair.
Let's do laser hair. Okay, let's say that I was getting bullied a lot as a kid because I had these really bushy eyebrows. Would that be bad parenting then, because I was getting picked on because they were calling me caterpillar eyebrows? Like, could I shame a parent for like stepping in because their kid was getting bullied versus the parent being like, oh, no, you should love your eyebrows.
Right.
Like, I don't know, because on the surface level, it sounds terrible to like go tell your kid to go get cosmetic surgery.
I don't think you should ever be the one bringing up the idea to your kid. I think it's one thing if your kid is repeatedly bringing it to you and like crying over it.
Yeah.
I do remember like being bullied for my nose a bit as a kid, which is super weird because I think I have like a very proportional nose to my face. But like, I think about that and I'm like, what if I had been so insecure because of that, that I had gotten a nose job?
Right.
And like, now I'd be so sad, you know?
So
like,
you're saying you wouldn't have had the capacity as a kid, like the brain capacity to make that decision back then anyway.
No, yeah, see, I think you gotta wait till you're like, I mean, there are some things, like if you're really insecure about something, like maybe you could start discussing it. But I think it's something where you really need to be so sure, because if it's something you can't go back on, like that could be so devastating.
Kramer and Jess.
$1,000.
Yo, it's Friday. There's $1,000 in free gas up for grabs. We try these 7 trivia questions in the car, wherever you are right now. Maybe you're listening on the Odyssey app or listening on your Alexa. Just try these. See how you would do if you were the contestant today. We're playing, though, with caller 10. Who's this? Hi.
Hi, my name's Natalie.
Natalie.
Oh my gosh, am I caller 10?
I love how you say my name is Natalie like we've never talked before.
I'm just used to introducing myself.
Hi, my name is Natalie.
Yeah, it's been a while though.
I've never called this station before. I'd like to introduce myself. Natalie, it's been a second. Where have you been?
Yes. Busy. I've been traveling a lot, and I'm actually walking the dog right now, so my Google potential is kind of low.
It's going to be low, but that's okay. I always say, I think people just lean on Google too much, and it throws you off. Okay. If you just use the dome, I promise you, I think people do better. You just got to trust your gut sometime.
Okay.
All right, Natalie, you know, Jess is out, so it's me and you today. I know you know how to do this game, but let's explain this to everybody else, y'all. This is 7 trivia questions. She got 60 seconds to go for this. If she gets them all right, she gets $1,000 in free dash and gas. If Natalie gets one wrong, though, if she mispronounces one or if she takes longer than 60 seconds, then she is out. Natalie, you know you can pass on one if you don't know, and we'll come back around there at the end if we have time. You ready to go?
Yes.
Your chance at $1,000 in dash and gas starts now.
Question number one. What kind of meat is in clam chowder?
Clam.
Correct. Question number two. What type of language is the word jump? What's the word language is the word jump?
It's a verb.
Correct. Question number three. What is the official language of Egypt?
Arabic.
Correct. Question number four. How many cups are in a pint?
Ooh.
How many cups are in a pint?
It is two.
Correct. Question number five. David Caruso plays Horatio Caine in what TV show?
Oh, my God. Pass.
Question number five. What is the name of a character who is too afraid to try new things in Green Eggs and Ham?
Sam I Am.
Correct. Question number seven. What do we call the molten rock below the Earth's surface?
The core?
It's not the core. Oh, no. Natalie, we almost had it today. I was like, wait.
I think maybe I wasn't close. I don't know.
We're going off the dome. You see, we went off the dome and we were doing so good.
I did also get the question to the answer to the question I wanted. I passed. I could Google that. But hey.
Yeah. Now they feel good for a Friday. We're doing pretty good. Okay, let's go back. Let's go back through these. The David Caruso question. There's somebody right now that loves this show. I'm sure that's cursing you. David Caruso plays Horatio Caine on what TV show? That's CSI Miami is what we were looking for that one. And then what did we call the molten rock below the Earth's surface? Is magma. That's magma would be what we were looking for that.
Okay.
Yo, Natalie, I feel good about it. I mean, you should feel really good. It's been a second since we talked to you, but it's always a pleasure when we do. It's all good. Hey, listen, $1,000 Minute is off next week. We'll be back the following Monday with 5 new days of, a chance to win $1,000 in free dash and gas. I hope you'll keep trying back. I hope your travels have been good. Where did you go? Anywhere fun?
I was in St. Lucia last week. It was beautiful.
Oh,
and
gosh.
Then I was in London earlier this month.
Yo, what in the world? What are you doing? Why are you traveling so much?
Well, so the this probably isn't great to say on the air, but the London trip was actually for a funeral. So,
oh my God. No, that's, oh, yeah. I'm so sorry.
At least it was vacation.
I always ask one too many questions. We were having so much fun.
I said it.
No,
so
I always hate when I ask one too many questions. Well, I'm very sorry to hear about that.
It's okay. It wasn't somebody who was like really, really close to me, but it's still.
I'm sorry to hear that. Let's just focus on the St. Lucia part. I'm sorry. It was a good time and a bad time. I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah.
I'm glad
to
hear that your St. Lucia trip was a lot of fun.
Yeah, it was beautiful.
Natalie, it's always good to hear from you. I'm sorry to hear about your loss, and I hope you'll come back not next week, then following week we're back with a brand new round. Okay.
Yes, I will. Thank you, and enjoy your week off.
Well, thank you so much, and everybody else, y'all get to dash in and treat yourself. And your taste buds to their brand new mouth-watering parfait. We're talking creamy, low-fat Yoplait yogurt. They got mixed berries and crunchy granola. It's a healthy, wholesome, and it's made fresh daily at our friends over at Dash Inn.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100+ meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win, only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
When it comes to lighting, Graybar goes beyond parts and products. We help contractors turn plans into smart designs, manage kitting and deliverables, and navigate local codes so you can stay on time and on budget. Smart, scalable, job site ready. That's not just lighting. That's like kicking your project into Graybar mode. Yep, Graybar does that.
Ooh, are you still mad? It's too late now to say sorry. Want an apology? Or is yours long overdue?
Forgive and forget with Kramer and Jess.
Okay, we got Marlene from Bel Air. Marlene, are we going to ask for forgiveness or demand an apology today?
I want an apology from my daughter-in-law because she abruptly left our family group text, and it honestly feels like a slap in the face.
Well, why did she do it? What happened? What's the situation?
First of all, our family group chats are a big deal. Mm-hmm. You know, we're spread out. Everybody's got different schedules. There's different states, and they keep our family close. Mm-hmm. A couple of weeks ago, Rachel removed herself from these group chats very abruptly and hasn't returned. So I text her about it, and she said she needed a break. Why would you need a break from being involved with your family? You're not driving there. You're not going there. You just know what's happening in your family.
It doesn't take a lot of effort.
How hard is it?
Yeah, you don't have to like show up. You just have to like read.
So my son later said she didn't like the vibe of the group chat, which is just ridiculous. I just explained what it's about.
Well, what was anything said? Was there anything that was like talked about? What's the vibe of the family chat that could make her feel like she needs a break then?
There isn't any. It's who graduated, who's having a baby, who got a promotion. There's nothing that is being said that's rude or disrespectful, or it's just family information.
Does she have an issue with anybody? Because that's really weird for someone to be like, I don't like the vibe.
That's the best I could get out of my son.
Okay. So you
and I got nothing out of her. She hasn't answered me.
You're clueless then. There'd be nothing that could have happened that makes you feel like the vibe would have changed of the family group chat to make her say that then.
I would say that I have no clue.
Okay. Okay.
I just think it's very disrespectful, whatever it is she's doing to the whole family.
All right. Well, it's definitely weird. You know, Jess isn't here today, but like I can give you my two cents, which like I think it's really weird for someone to like all of a sudden just drop out of the family group chat, especially like someone that's married into the family, just to all of a sudden one day wake up and be like, I don't like the vibe. Especially if you're saying the vibe has not changed at all.
And like she's married in. You think you should be a little more tolerant if you're not a direct family member.
Yeah, like when I was married, like I always felt like I needed to kind of be...
that like extra step.
We're on the same page here. We're definitely on the same page. So let me ask you, what do you want to get out of this call then?
I want her to apologize for ghosting all of us. Mm-hmm. I want her to tell us what's going on and being able to talk to us as a family. Mm-hmm. If there is a problem, this is why we have group chats.
Okay.
I don't know what's going on. I thought we had a better relationship than this.
Okay. Well, let's see what we can do here. You know, that's what Forgive and Forget's all about. So Marlene's saying, all of a sudden my daughter-in-law dropped out of my family group chat and I don't understand why. We reached out to Rachel and we said, hey, listen, we host a radio show here in town. There's somebody that wants to bring you on this segment to either ask for forgiveness or demand an apology. She actually, you did come up in a list of potential people that she thinks it might be. Yeah, so like she knows.
So there's more than one.
Yeah, well, there were more than one. That's what Charlotte was telling me. There were a couple people that she thought it might be, but like,
not a good sign.
Well, I mean, it's definitely there's something going on between you guys, and that's what I think we could probably solve today. And I would want to know more about this vibe. Marlene, I'm gonna get her on, but just don't let her know that you're on until we give her a chance to guess who it is. Okay, so just hang on for 1 second for me. All right.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Cool. Hang on 1 second. Let me get in Rachel. Hi, Rachel. Good morning.
Hi.
Thank you again so much for doing this. We really appreciate it.
Sure.
And I know that Charlotte explained to you that this is a radio segment. It's about forgiveness, and there's somebody that either wants to ask you for forgiveness or ask you for an apology. I know that you had like a short list of people that might want to bring you on this segment. Was there somebody that maybe you narrowed down to in your head overnight?
My guess is that it's my mother-in-law.
And why? Why did you go mother-in-law?
She's just like such a body shamer.
I'm sorry.
A body
shamer? Hi, Rachel.
Well, hang on.
Hi, Marlene. That.
What do you mean a body shamer?
She just always making comments about women and how they look. And like, maybe you don't mean anything by it, but you're like, she really let herself go after they have kids. Or like, oh, wow, look how good she looks. She really bounced back.
Yeah,
and I just had a baby.
You had a baby.
Yeah, I had a baby like 3 months ago.
Oh,
and
congratulations.
Comments, thank you. And I don't have a lot of confidence right now in my body. And all of those comments feel like side eye. So my husband was like, well, just leave the chat. Like, we don't need it to be a big confrontation.
Oh.
Because maybe you don't say anything about me, Marlene, but like, it feels like it's about me. And I just...
Well, they're not. I might make a few comments about how women look, but it's just an observation more than a comment.
Do you think that's okay?
I'm just stating honest observations. They're not meant to be hurtful.
If you're talking about someone gaining weight, it is hurtful. Because then it makes me think, what do you say when I'm not around?
I would never say that about you, even though you have put on a few extra pounds.
That literally just did it.
This is just an observation. It wasn't, and I said that women bounce back. So there's no problem. You're going to bounce back. No, you know, no, I can have an opinion.
Even if you say you're not saying anything bad about her, it seems like maybe there's like a level of insecurity, what you might be saying behind her back.
It's not meant to be hurtful. It's just a fact.
If you're saying I'm being sensitive about what you're saying, maybe I am. I'm certainly pretty sensitive right now.
Right.
Well, then maybe you should say something to me and not ghost the whole family.
Marlene, then you can't be sensitive about me leaving the chat. It works both ways.
Marlene, what was the objective of our call? What are you trying to achieve here?
I think that I deserve an apology. I'm the matriarch. I keep the family together. I created this chat so that everyone could be involved in everyone's life.
Yeah.
So that's why I think it's a total slap in the face to me.
And I hear you. Like, hey, if there's a family issue, let's talk about it. Don't run away from it. But like at the same time, I completely understand Rachel's point of view of being like, there's something happening in the family. And I feel like instead of making a big issue out of this, it was better for me just to like step away from the group chat for a while to like protect my own peace from the situation. And just I'll come back when things feel better. So like
maybe we won't let her back. What? Are we going to have an apology and move forward, or is this strike two?
What was strike one? Strike one was what? Her dropping out of the...
Strike one was dropping out. Strike two was this. She won't even apologize.
Hang on. Can we do this? The phone is ringing. Are you guys okay if we take phone calls on this? Because I'd be genuinely curious to find out.
Absolutely. Yes. So would I.
Yes, please.
Let's talk to LaToya. Hey, LaToya. Good morning.
Good morning.
Do you feel like Rachel needs to apologize for this?
Well, I don't feel like she needs to apologize. For one, as soon as Marlene's son said it was that Rachel didn't like the vibe.
Yeah.
And then Marlene said she just was clueless as to why. To me, that was an indicator that it probably was Marlene in particular.
Yeah.
That was the problem for her. And so if it's your mother-in-law, how do you say that? You know what I mean? But then once Marlene got on and then we heard what the problem was, I do understand that and agree. You're married in. You want to go the extra mile and you want to be really nice and you want to be genuine. But I feel like that's only for the married in person to feel like that's how you're supposed to be. For the family to feel like, yes, you have to be like that. That feels a little bit judgy or a little bit mean because it makes the married in person feel like they're always going to be on like a constant audition,
interview. No, you're right. You're right.
So Marlene can have an opinion. She can have an opinion, but Rachel can have the opinion that the chat's not for me right now. Mm-hmm. And then once you say, well, she might not get back in, then that's even more confirming that, oh no, this is a constant audition.
It's not the family. Right. So you, it feels like it's always going to be like this no matter what. And she's always going to have to be on eggshells. And so there's no need for an apology because it's always going to kind of be rocky.
Yeah. I don't think either of them meant to offend the other.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, you're saying it wasn't meant to be mean.
Right.
And I don't think Rachel removing herself was meant to be mean. They both can be emotional at times, which we all can. I know I can. So I think that we should let Marlene have her opinion and we should let Rachel take some time out of the chat until she feels a bit better.
There you go.
And
that it shouldn't be,
you need an audition to get back in.
Oh, there we go. No audition. I like that one. Who'd you have on 8?
This was Steve, yes.
What's up? Steve, good morning.
Good morning.
So what do you think about this? You know, Marlene is saying, listen, I don't like the fact that my daughter-in-law just dipped out of this family group chat. Rachel's saying, listen, I just don't like the vibe of the family, especially Marlene, the way she acts with women's bodies right now. Do you feel like Rachel owes Marlene an apology for this?
Honestly, I don't think an apology is in order, but I think that I understand where Marlene is feeling maybe a little bit hurt, but I think she needs to see the bigger picture in this whole thing. You know, apparently these comments are pretty much solely directed at the appearance of women as opposed to any other quality or any other aspects of their person. And that has the flavor, from what I'm hearing, of a little bit of a kind of side eye towards her daughter-in-law that, you know, like, yeah, I'm not saying this to you, but I'm kind of planting the seed that you need to take better care of yourself and you need to do these things. I also get the sense that you know, Marlene is kind of used to being the top dog in her son's life, and
is,
you know, kind of planting that flag and saying, like, hey, I'm still number one. And, right. you know, this is my chat.
No, that's, I mean, that's a good point. Honestly, Marlene, like, honestly, when I'm looking through everything right now, I'm checking the text line, I'm checking the phones, like, I don't think I can find anybody right now that says that Rachel needs to, like, make an apology to you guys for this situation. So, like, I don't know.
Well, it doesn't matter what most people say. It just matters what her mother-in-law says. And as far as I'm concerned, if she doesn't, this is strike two.
I don't understand these threats about strikes. I don't know what's going on.
What happens at strike three? I guess I'm a little confused too, Marlene. What does that mean?
Strike three would be we're done. I mean, why pretend we're family if you're not acting like you're my family?
Well, then, I mean, Rachel, what then? Do you want this to be strike two?
I mean, I don't even know what that means. Like, listen, I don't know. Let's just leave
do,
it.
Do you want to apologize then if this is strike two?
No, I don't want to apologize.
Okay. All right.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win. Only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
You know Graybar for electrical parts, but there's one more thing you may not be thinking of us for that can help maximize your next project's total value. Our pre-project planning services are designed to help you win the bid, save on labor costs, and keep your installers productive across your entire build. The sooner you call us, the better, because when we're there from the beginning, we can anticipate your needs and help you solve problems before they become problems. Yep, Graybar does that.
Have you ever had an interaction with your favorite celebrity? I always love to hear about these because they can either go really great. Like, I love when, like, there's a big star and you have a great interaction with them. And they're just as genuinely nice as you think that they are. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like reassuring to your heart.
Yes.
You know, like if it's somebody on the big screen, you meet them, or just even like a local celebrity, you meet them and they're genuinely nice person, that just reaffirms everything kind and good in the world. Charlotte, our producer, is at the beginnings of having an interaction with one of her favorite celebrities.
I'm trying.
And I'm kind of curious on how this is going to turn out. Charlotte, your favorite celebrity of all time is who?
I don't know if I'd say my favorite of all time.
I mean, like, you talk about this celebrity.
Do I really?
A lot.
Okay.
I think out of all the celebrities that you've talked about since you've been here for the last 6 months or so, is this one.
Love him so earnestly.
You do.
And have, like, since I was a child.
Yeah.
And like, I'm still mad about the outcome of his season of American Idol because he deserved that win. And I still think it was a fake win for Chris Allen. The celebrity in question is Adam Lambert, guys.
Charlotte loves Adam Lambert.
I love Adam Lambert, guys. He was my first celebrity crush before I realized he was gay and I never had a chance. But you know what? It's fine because now I love him in like a brotherly way. Not parasocial at all. So I just sent him a DM because
we played a song earlier this morning and
I was thrilled.
Throwback 2K mix. And Charlotte, all of a sudden, well, why did you decide to DM him? You were just like...
Because I was like, I need to meet him one day so I can tell him what my old email address was.
that's what it was.
So
that's
I was
right.
like, I don't know when I'll have that chance, so let me hop in the DMs real quick. So I said, quote, "Hi, Adam Lambert. I just wanted to let you know that my email address growing up was iloveadamlambert96@gmail.com, and I hope that makes you laugh. Okay, keep slaying. I love you, Adam Lambert. Happy Pride."
Why did you see Adam Lambert so many times? That was an unnecessary use of Adam Lambert, by the way. Like, I feel like you went like one too many on that.
Yeah, by the third one, it was maybe a bit too much.
I'm curious if Adam Lambert of American Idol now, Queen fame, and he's on Broadway now too, right?
Yes, I wanted to
was
see
he on
him
Glee
in
too,
Cabaret
or was he not?
So bad.
Am Honestly, I making that up? He's been on so many
Glee
different
was a
random
fever
things.
Dream. I don't know. I don't remember.
We're curious now. We're going to keep it to see if one of... Charlotte's favorite celebrity writes her back or not. But hopefully it's like good vibes.
He was on season 5 of Glee.
I thought he was.
Also, I've seen a photo before from apparently he like visited the studio back in this day.
Yeah.
And like stood right over there. And every time I come in, I'm like, oh my God.
Adam Lambert right here.
It
was so cool.
Oh my God.
I can tell you, like, obviously, I've had a lot of run-ins with celebrities, but a lot of it's obviously been professional. I can tell you like a personal one before. And I'll always remember this moment. When I was a kid, I was a huge Robin Williams fan, right? Oh God, Robin Williams, this is the greatest.
Aww.
So I wrote a letter to Robin Williams. I don't know how I found the address. How did I know the Robin Williams address?
Like a fan mail one.
And to this day, I still haven't. Robin Williams sent back a signed 8x10 of him as Patch Adams. Remember like the clown movie he was in?
And I still have that
to this day. It was such a cool experience. Y'all, I think we've hit an all-time low when it comes to dating apps. You can decide though with this singles table today.
Hey, you're now sitting at the singles table. I wanna know where love is. Oh, with Kramer.
Mix 106.5.
Still out here at the singles table, just keeping it warm. And we saved you a seat today, too. And luckily, it's just Charlotte and I, the two singlest people on the show.
We're so single.
Jess is out today, so we have no one of relationship status to be here. It's just old Charlotte and I. Singles table, listen, I've been single now. I can't even count that high. Very long time, and Charlotte's also single, our producer. And so when there's stuff going on in the single world, I'll be the one bring it to you. Y'all, Tinder's testing a feature right now to add a height filter to your searches. They're trying to, this is quote, help people connect more intentionally. So now you can screen your potential matches based on how tall they are. And this is only for people that are willing to pay for the service, though, which I find kind of interesting.
If you're paying for Tinder, it's already over.
it's
a moot point.
Like, I guess if you pay for the other ones, it's like not as crazy. But if you're paying for Tinder, bro, that's wild.
Yeah, because if you're on Hinge or Bumble, I'm like, okay, maybe you really want to prioritize finding a relationship. But like, if you're paying for Tinder, it's like, you're cooked.
So that's what they're considering. They're testing it with some of their users right now. Obviously, there are some people, specifically gentlemen, that are a little upset. There's someone that says, justice for all of us short kings right now. How do we feel about their height filters on dating apps? I mean, let me start. We're getting further and further and further away from the point, y'all. Like, aren't we just, have we just hit the all-time shallow low at this point?
We might have.
Like, you guys are so worried about not being able to find your matches, but like, now you want to add another
stipulation in here. Oh, yeah. No. Now he must be 6'5". He doesn't have to be 6'5". He has to be 6'3 to 6'5 and make six figures.
Because I definitely get, like, filtering by, like, lifestyle choices. Like, if you're sober and you want someone that's also sober,
sure.
Like,
that's important.
Makes so
if
much
you're Christian
sense.
And you want a Christian.
Yes.
Okay. If you're kids, you have kids and you want a dad.
Yes.
Sure. Okay. But, like, y'all.
But when we get to, like, this,
like,
area,
so niche.
It feels a little, like, icky, I think.
But, like, okay, but Charlotte, you've talked about the Uncensored podcast. You really have a very strong passion to wanting somebody at least taller than you. So,
no,
like,
I said at least my height.
Right.
I'm cool with my height.
Your height or taller. So, like, yeah. Would you not want a feature like this then? So where you could just go ahead and easily weed out exactly what you're looking for then?
I probably wouldn't use it because I've also made so many friends from dating apps. And
bro,
like,
we're not looking for friends on here. That's not what we're here for.
I mean... If I wanted to be really intentional, I guess I could do, like, 5'8 and taller, but I don't know. I don't know. It, like you're saying, though, it just feels icky. Like, I'm going to be judgmental and swipe left on guys that are shorter than me, but, like, I don't know. It feels different.
So, wait. You have no problem. If a guy lists his height as 5'5", you have no problem swiping right, but you say personally you feel icky going in there and actually setting your setting.
Yeah, because then it's like, you don't even deserve to exist in my vision, in my periphery. Like, that just feels so mean. Because, like...
That's wild,
if
bro.
If people tried to do that by, like, weight or something, like, that
okay,
would be gross.
So that's my point. Okay, so let's
although
imagine.
Although I don't think that's a one-to-one comparison.
I don't see why it's any different.
Because
I don't see why weight's any different.
Because people carry their weight so differently.
But what's,
like,
the difference? People carry their height. Well, I guess not really.
But exactly.
But what's
height
the difference?
Is height.
Imagine, let's say, I had a preference of I only wanted to date women that weighed 200 pounds. Like,
well,
why?
Like, you don't know what that looks like. Like, on a 5'5 girl, that's going to be so different than a 5'10 girl.
But let's just say I had a preference of women that weighed 200 pounds. Like, why would that be any different to have a setting that said, okay, I only want a woman that's 200 pounds then? I would say there's no difference. Like, that's my preference. Why not have a setting that has that thing?
Disagree. I think both are bad. I think we can agree there. I think both sounds bad.
Listen, here's the point, y'all. Can we just stop being so shallow?
Let's all just be a little bit nicer.
Can we just
yeah.
be nicer on the dating apps and give more people chances? If y'all are so worried, and listen, I know. Listen, I'm not sitting here. Listen, I've been in the singles table too long. I'm not the person that should be giving advice on how to get out of the singles table. Mm. I get it, okay? But, like, if we're filtering even more and more, and we're setting our settings even higher, if you're looking for a partner, I think it's only going to make things worse.
That's fair.
That's your singles table, okay?
Hey, thanks for listening.
Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily.
And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars.
Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore.
And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.